Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. They are the stagehands of war. For the past 7 years, the pilots and crews of cargo planes have flown into Iraq and Afghanistan every day, around the clock. Nearly 500,000 flights, 3 million tons of cargo, more than 7 million troops. On one recent flight, the cargo included NPR's Tom Bowman up in the cockpit with the pilots.
Com radios, set. Comm's primary guards in uniform oxygen.
Captain Andrew Patrick from Torrington, Wyoming.
I'm Captain Brittany Smith from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, I'm Caleb Provincio from Las Cruces, New Mexico.
It takes three pilots to share the 14-hour round trip from Germany to Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. They make last-minute checks as they prepare to lift off from Ramstein Air Force Base. On board the C-17 Globemaster, the rear ramp falls. The plane swallows up its cargo, which slides into the bay on what look like train tracks. Wide nylon belts keep it all in place. Captain Provincio has flown some 200 combat sorties on what is called the air bridge. He still marvels at what his plane can hold.
Almost about 150,000 to 170,000 pounds of cargo, so, I mean, eight Humvees.
No Humvees in sight now. Captain Patrick gestures to this day's cargo. Long metal blades, like giant fingers, are perched on a pallet. They're shrink wrapped.
Sitting back there is a giant propeller from a C-130 aircraft. We're also carrying some registered mail.
Soldiers lounge on top of those mail crates. Others open sleeping bags and plop on the cold metal floor. It's sort of a cross between a dorm room and a warehouse. To one side are metal bunk beds. There are tubes dangling alongside. They're checked by men and women in tan flight suits. Captain Patrick says they're doctors and nurses.
The evac crew, the flight nurses and flight doctors, are there to safely transport wounded and ill soldiers from the forward edge of the battle back to hospital facilities, medical facilities, where they can receive, I guess, a higher level of care.
The wounded troops will be on the flight back. This flight is carrying troops from R&R heading back into combat. In the cockpit, the pilots take turns napping in bunk beds just behind their seats. By the time they approach Afghanistan, all of them are awake and alert to the missile threat. The British lost a cargo plane to enemy fire in Iraq, says Patrick. So far, the Americans have been fortunate.
You go in, lights out. You try to stay as high as you can, as long as possible.
It's where a pilot's skill comes in.
Try to use different speeds, try to be unpredictable.
Their luck continues. They touch down in Bagram after midnight. The rear ramp opens into the darkness. A dusty breeze flows in. The mail, the propeller slide off the ramp. Combat soldiers grab their gear, and the wounded wait to come aboard. Tom Bowman, NPR News.